The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You and I have been talking about this for a few years now, and it is becoming more and more true. What am I talking about? I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A common topic on this program is racial reconciliation. The main reason is it's very, very important to me, and I hope it is important to you. I grew up in the middle of the 60s, the race riots, the Watts riots were not far from my house. My high school was ripped to shreds by racial differences and riots and so forth. I have seen firsthand the horrible results of racism and bigotry and discrimination. And I am a firm believer that the ground is level at the cross, that Jesus died for all people, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of their race. I firmly believe that it is Jesus Christ that brings us together as one people, as one race. And I believe that anyone who is a follower of Jesus Christ should be seeking racial reconciliation and racial unity. That should be a hallmark of the Bible-believing Christian. It hasn't always been, but it should be. And praise God, ultimately it was Bible-believing Christians that have worked so hard to combat racism and discrimination and bigotry. It was Bible-believing Christians who spoke out first, foremost, longest, and loudest about slavery. It is true there were people who claimed to be Bible-believing Christians who justified slavery on the basis of Scripture, but eventually those who truly studied the Word of God saw the light. And I don't mean that flippantly. They saw the light. They saw truth. Eventually, the truth of Scripture and the unity of Christ prevailed. I said all that to say there are many who want to divide us again. There are many who see everything through race and racism. There are many who want to go back to the days of segregation, and we are seeing a new segregation rise up. It's unthinkable to imagine the progress that we have made, to realize that people literally gave their lives in the civil rights movement to erase racism and segregation, to think that there are actually, I guess it's not too hard to believe that people in the white community would want to go back to segregation, people who are racist and bigoted. And yes, there are still some racist and bigoted white people around. But what really blows my mind are people in the black community who want to go back to segregation, and yet we are seeing it. Listen to this headline. Nearly 200 universities encourage and facilitate segregation among students of color, according to a new report. Dateline Washington, D.C., the National Association of Scholars, recently released a study documenting the voluntary racial segregation of students of color on nearly 200 college campuses across the country. I want you to think about that. Nearly 200 college campuses have what is being called neo-segregation. Now, what's neo? New. Now, usually neo, standing for new, is not new at all. It's something old that has been reborn. The association has coined this trend, neo-segregation, and noted in its report, its rise returns college campuses to the, quote, separate but equal facade of the Jim Crow segregation era. The report states, the time has come to bring down the curtain on neo-segregation, the way that the Supreme Court in Brown of the Civil Rights Movement brought down the curtain on the old forms of segregation, the report states. The 216-page report is the result of 2 years of research. It documents 173 colleges and universities across the nation that offer a wide variety of voluntarily segregated programs, such as clubs, meetings, freshman orientations, housing, and graduation ceremonies. Quote, what we found was that neo-segregation is widespread, if not pervasive. About 46% segregate student orientation programs, 45% offer segregated residential arrangements, and 72% segregate graduation ceremonies, the report states. The segregated graduation ceremonies are held in addition to the main commencement that all graduates may attend. So in other words, we're seeing a time on campuses across America, we are actually seeing black-only dormitories. No white-only, but black-only. We are seeing black-only student unions. Not white-only, but black-only. We are seeing black-only fraternities. Not white-only, but black-only. We are seeing graduation ceremonies where the blacks can attend the general graduation, but then there is a black-only graduation that only black students can attend. I have said this over and over and over again. We are seeing a reverse of the civil rights movement. But this time, it is not emanating from the white community, it's emanating from the black community. And it's unthinkable. After all of these years of progress, we are seeing leaders in the black community who are saying, we don't want to be with those white people. We want to be just with our kind. Now, let me say what I have said many, many times before. Before things really began to happen in a positive manner concerning race relations in America, the white community in America had to wake up and admit their racism, their bigotry, their discrimination. The white community had to wake up and say, this is wrong and we are sorry. Forgive us. This is wrong. When that began to happen in the white community, and it didn't come about until it was forced, the civil rights leaders, the black civil rights leaders literally forced the white community to do that, to come to grips with the prejudice that they harbored. And the white community began to admit it and began to repent and began to change. And now we are seeing the same discriminatory, bigoted movement in the black community that we saw in the white community. If it was evil in the white community, it is just as evil in the black community. And just as the white community had to wake up and admit, this is evil, this is wrong, This new segregation movement in the black community must be exposed as just as evil, and it must be repudiated by the black community just as it had to be repudiated by the white community. We are seeing leaders moving us not to unity, but to separation and even segregation. Nearly 200 universities are encouraging and facilitating segregation among students based on color of skin. It's wrong. And it should be condemned by all. It's called neo-segregation, and it's gaining popularity at an alarming rate. We'll take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
In light of the story that I just covered, headline, nearly 200 universities encourage, facilitate segregation among students of color. And by the way, let me just add, the one place on planet Earth where there should not be segregation, discrimination, bigotry, is the Church of Jesus Christ. If there is any place where everyone should be equal, it is a New Testament Bible-believing church. Years and years ago, and I have no idea where I got it, I can't claim originality. I'm sure I got it from someone else, but I have no idea who. But I have been saying now for certainly far more than 40 years, the ground is level at the cross. I said it continuously when I was pastoring, and I meant it. The ground is level at the cross. Every person comes to the cross the same way. Rich, poor, educated, uneducated, white, black, Asian, Native American. It doesn't make any difference. Young, old, educated, uneducated. Everyone comes to Jesus Christ the same as a lost, hell-bound sinner, worthy of nothing but separation from God and death and hell. And we come repenting of our sin and realizing that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. It's the only way that we come to Jesus. And everyone comes that way. The ground is level at the cross. The cross is the great equalizer. The most wealthy person on planet Earth, if that person comes to salvation, they come as a repentant, hell-bound sinner. The poorest person on planet Earth comes to Jesus as a lost, hell-bound, repentant sinner. So I want to make that clear. There is no room for discrimination or bigotry in the body of Christ, because we have no goodness in ourselves. The color of your skin does not bring you goodness. Only the shed blood of Jesus Christ can save us. All right, to this story. In light of this story, the neo-segregation that is being pushed not by the conservative right, and not by the Republicans, but by the liberal left. It is the liberal left that is pushing segregation again, and it's like deja vu all over again. Listen to this headline. Joe Biden says Trump, GOP are letting Jim Crow make a comeback. Here's the story. Former Vice President Joe Biden charged Saturday that Jim Crow is sneaking back in as he emphasized voting rights at his first presidential campaign stop in South Carolina, where black voters play a key role in the South's first presidential primary. In criticizing Republican efforts to adopt more stringent voting rules, including identification requirements and curtailing early voting hours, Biden recalled the racial segregation laws of the past. Quote, "You've got Jim Crow sneaking back in," he said. You know what happens when you have an equal right to vote? They lose. Isn't it interesting that Joe Biden would bring up Jim Crow laws? Do a little search. Just do a Google search and just say, what political party supported Jim Crow laws? Newsflash, it wasn't the Republicans. It was the Democrats. If Joe Biden had any clue, well, I think Joe Biden does have a clue about history, but he knows most Americans do not. He is depending upon the ignorance of Americans concerning history, or he would never bring up Jim Crow laws, because Jim Crow laws were a result of the Democrats in the South. It was not the Republicans, it was the Democrats. And he is desperately hoping that Americans are just dumb and stupid, or maybe they just don't care. Otherwise, he would never, 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 never bring up Jim Crow, because it is his party, not the Republicans. How quickly we forget history. Who was opposed to the Civil Rights Act of 1964? It wasn't Republicans. It was Democrats. What was the party that was favoring the freeing of the slaves? It wasn't the Democrats. It was the Republicans. The Democratic Party has a pathetic record on race. Absolutely pathetic. But they're hoping that the American public is just dumb and will not check out history. Biden says Trump and the GOP are letting Jim Crow make a comeback. You mean, Vice President Biden, the laws that your party proposed and supported? Those laws? Oh, and it's the Liberal Democrats that are proposing segregation. Yeah. It's deja vu all over again, as a famous baseball player once said. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.